you're here with Leica Geosystems. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing at this conference, and I guess what kind of outreach you hope that your company is able to do at a place like this.
Leica Geosystems is an international organization, and so an international precision ag conference, it's important for us to be here to show people where Leica comes from, our product range, and for us, we're obviously here once again to support the these events, to come here and look once again at where our competition comes in, of course. I mean, how can we assist the business overall and how we can interact with end users? And once again, even through the organisation, through academia, what is it that we can do to work with those businesses?
Is it? Are there differences in, I guess, how you present to maybe an academic crowd as to opposed if you went to like a producer's focus conference?
Yes, there is. I mean, like today to come here, I mean, it's a research organization that we're addressing today more than a producer as such. I mean, so producers, well, they're looking for the benefits. How can the organization benefit the end user? Where today it's probably comes more to the technology side of things. Where is our technology? Leica is an organization that has tentacles running through many different aspects of research, and so we're able to look at what we can do and talk to people, understand what requirements come forward in the future as such. An example of that is that there was a business acquisition done earlier this month of Intergraph as an organisation, so they're a geographical information system organisation, and so that falls under our parent company Hexagon, but that will now become part and parcel of what we can also bring to the marketplace and how we can integrate that into our agricultural business unit.
Obviously, you bring an international flair to the team here. You're from Australia originally. How do you see the application of using some of these systems like Leica offers in different parts of the world where agriculture is very different than what we see here in the States?
Certainly, agriculture around the world, I mean, we could go to South America, to the sugarcane fields there, where it's absolutely essential to have precision agriculture running. We go across to Eastern Europe, where agriculture there is no different, but we see different requirements of accuracy, and it's a more basic approach to life. But agriculture is, it continues to flourish around the world, the technology. Australia, the US market are very similar. South America is one that we see coming forward very quickly, very strongly. Eastern Europe is, as I say, building in its presence today, but Western Europe, smaller fields, they have different applications, different requirements. But it truly is something today that the technology, if we have the core technology of the GPS, it does benefit precision agriculture across the regions.
And I think that was something we heard in the in that first session this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to attend that, where they talked about they need to have precision agriculture scalable, or actually not be scale-specific. You can use it in a small field. You can use it in a 10,000-acre field, whatever you're dealing with, still be able to apply the same core like you talked about.
Correct. I mean, precision agriculture started off a number of years ago. I've been involved for over 15 years now as a manufacturer and a designer of the equipment as such. And so today we always looked at the big fields, but the small fields are equally as important. So it does become something that we cannot confine ourselves to being limited to looking at the larger fields. I mean, and that's why I say the different technologies that come forward from our business, I mean, whether it's a horizontal position, a vertical position, whether it's a satellite imagery, they all become part and parcel of what's a requirement today in the field.
Some excellent information. Rob Kiernan with Leica Geosystems. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you very much for the time to talk, and we appreciate the support that you give to our business as the organization here.